Collingwood Today welcomes letters to the editor at erica@collingwoodtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to Wendy King's column, Longing for Silence in Today's World, published May 19. Wendy King's column just scratched the surface of another major human problem. I won't talk about the noise pollution in our own homes. For the most part, we can turn things off. Outside, however, is another story. Start with backup beeps. This was a decision made by a few people many years ago to address safety when anything bigger on wheels is backing up. 24/7 this sound goes on all over the world, in cities, small towns, and in the country. It is ironic that the very company that developed this outdated technology actually invented the solution as well. The updated version makes a localized, hissing sound and is approved by Transport Canada. Why has this not been mandated for use? Because people don't know about it, companies don't want to pay for it, about $200 per unit, and governments only act when they are forced to. The city of Ottawa, on the other hand, was the first in Canada to adopt this solution. About 8 years ago, it outfitted its city vehicles with this simple technology. No more beep beep beep. Some cities, like Vancouver, are even experimenting with muted siren technology on emergency vehicles. Spread the word. All these work. The next mind-numbing sound comes from, you guessed it, leaf blowers. Individuals use them, companies use them for more than leaves, blowing grass cuttings and dust to name a few. What is the solution? Rakes and brooms. God forbid we get a little exercise. Electric versions are marginally better and should be adopted where using our muscles is not practical. Again, though, we must force government to step in and outlaw gas motors when an alternative is available. So many other sounds that damage our sonic environment and cause undue stress that we aren't even aware of, random gunfire in rural environments, apart from controlled hunting seasons, purposely amplified cars and motorcycles, music blaring through speakers, gas-powered chainsaws and lawnmowers, etc. I suggest we all be aware, and help others be aware as well. I am sure we would all be astounded to stand outside and only hear the rustle of wind in the trees, and the birds on the wing. The silence would be deafening. Michael Storytown of the Blue Mountains.